This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97. Oh, there you are. You said you had to pee, and I said, you've got a lifetime.
I had over 3 minutes. I don't understand why it takes me so long to get all the way over there. I really did hurry. I didn't waste. I'm so sorry.
What's with the dawdling?
No, just zero dawdling. My hands smell real nice, though. I like the soap in there.
Yeah, because you bought it.
No. Actually, they've refilled our...
Oh.
Oh, you got something going on, too? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, I know that you've been stocking your bathroom.
At
97.3 Studios.
I was out a week sick. I haven't been in that bathroom yet, but I bet...
You don't run there immediately upon arriving at the station?
Normally I would, but I had to sign in. I haven't been on this computer. I still have prep to do, which I haven't finished yet. You know.
You got a few minutes. And yeah. I definitely did some at home. It's not like our whole life isn't involved in putting today's show together.
Well.
It's pretty crazy. I was thinking about yesterday. You were saying how people like are so stressed at 8:15 in the morning. And we explored that and all the reasons why, getting everybody up and out of the house.
Yeah.
But honestly, by 8:15, I'm cruising. Like, I feel like, woo, this show's kicking ass.
We're doing great.
It's the middle of the day, right? We're almost done. Like, woo, this was a good one. All the work that went the rest of the day and then all tomorrow morning from 3 o'clock on. Pissed off. By 8 o'clock, woo. Shh, cool breeze. And my hair.
What?
Oh, no, not you. Not you, cool breeze. Not you, cool breeze.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
You know that's my nickname.
Oh,
don't worry,
my God, from long ago, yes.
From forever.
Sure. You've always been cool breeze to me.
Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I appreciate that.
Sure.
Speaking of prep, so last night I was in bed and I couldn't leave the volume up. I didn't sleep great anyway, but I couldn't leave the volume of the Warriors game up, but I had it on. We were down the whole game as up through the third quarter. When I turned it off, I went, I really hope we somehow rally.
And but you turning it off would be the thing that turns it around.
I don't know. Yeah, I hope that somehow the championship pedigree would win the day, and it just didn't,
You can't win them all. It is one of the hardest things about life.
Well, let me just say this.
You also can't lose them all.
I didn't want to say it while we were, in a position to play our way in, but there are too many teams in the NBA playoffs. It's a joke.
Yeah, it's a lot.
20 teams make the playoffs?
Well, that means that they're excited to make more money as these 20 teams play themselves. It's a money grab. That's all it is.
Well, and it's fine.
It means those games matter more. People are, you know, as we get toward the, and it also feels like the end of the season, even though it's really like halfway through. Like the finals going forever.
There's still a lot more.
The same thing happens in hockey. Like only three or four teams don't make the playoffs. That's so silly.
Well,
but fine. Sports, people love them, Vin.
I do. I love them. And I'm sad that the Warriors lost. So, you know, I was.
I know. It is sad. It's the first thing I asked Alex this morning. I'm like, oh, who won?
Oh, you didn't even see it.
No, I didn't look. I don't look at that. What do I care?
Well, I mean, you know.
Warriors.
The Warriors.
Yeah, I guess. I knew because I was reminded because there's a sports station in the building. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I got to ask.
Guys.
I got to ask Alex who won the game. Oh, I'm sorry.
For the record, if you don't hear Bryn today, it's because he's out sick.
Yeah, he's taking an actual sick day.
Like, not working. Right.
Like, maybe he broke his jaw or something. Like, can't talk. It's hard to take a sick day these days.
It is. And I would say that his situation is different than my own, for sure. Mm. We do depend on him greatly, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes you are really like was it last Friday?
Mm.
Must have been last Friday. I was nuked. Friday and Saturday, I was nuked.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I never feel like this except when I'm that sick. Get me off this mic.
I know.
Get me out of here. I want to stop this and just lay down.
I know.
And so I got out of there and laid down and that was it. But
it is funny. The whole powering through, it's real when you're sick and you can't take the day. So in a way, I'm glad if he's not feeling good, fine, take
good
the day.
For him.
You know what? Once in a while, you just got to say, I'm taking the day.
Yeah. So you won't hear him today and that doesn't mean anything. It's not the union.
Sure about that?
It's not the.
We had a very nice lunch with Hooman yesterday.
I saw the picture. Tell me everything.
He seemed perfectly fine.
Did Hooman baptize you?
No. I won't. Not having that. Even if he did baptize me, I don't even know what that is.
Did you fully mouth tongue kiss him?
Oh no! Oh God!
Oh,
no.
Only the time that one time. Okay.
Never ever. I've never done tongues with him. Child, please you stop.
And then.
No more to say about the kissing. He got a cheek kiss from me. It was actually great to see him.
And I bet.
It's been a long time. That guy is, I don't know how he does it, but he is very concerned with a lot of things. Just so much going on with him at all times.
Oh.
It just seems exhausting to me. But he's a guy who wants to look, if he has an empty calendar, like when I look at my calendar.
I know.
Like, I look at my calendar like on a Monday morning, something might pop up and I take a look and I'm like, oh, look at that. It's beautiful. I have one thing on Thursday, I've been plans with friends this Saturday, something like that. But that guy starts to freak out if he doesn't have every hour of every day. It's like he can't be alone. He can't just be.
That's it.
By himself.
Right.
Like, a moment to myself. Like, he's immediately
I'll give you this about him. I don't need to give it to you, but to anybody, really. It's one of those things where if you know yourself and you know what you need to function, and you do the same thing. You fill your schedule. You don't fill it with appointments, but you've got your Pokemon and your sewing.
Oh, I need things to do.
Right.
There's no question. I'm not good at just sitting. And it's funny. I used to fill those times with books. I would pick up a book and sit on the couch and get sucked in. And now I hardly ever read a physical book. So now if I'm listening to a book, I have to either be trying to fall asleep or going to do something. Like, it actually helps me go for a walk, get
there
the F out of the house. And now I got 45 minutes to do my loop. But it's, I am definitely, I don't like to just, I don't ever sit quietly not doing anything.
So that's what
do
I'm
you
getting
do that?
At. No, but that's, again, I know myself and what I need to function. And that's what I'm saying about him. So he stays busy because he needs to.
Right.
It sounds immature, almost to the point of treating yourself, babying yourself. But for him to say, I can't have a TV in my house because I'll sit there and watch it.
Oh. Yeah.
Is actually a very smart move.
You're not wrong.
It's about knowing yourself and saying, you know what I can't do? You know what I don't want to do with my life? Sit and suck tube every day.
Right. So instead,
so good for him.
Unfortunately, he's been undermined by YouTube because now everything you ever wanted to watch on TV is on your computer, which means your phone as well, anywhere that you go. But I will give it to him. You're right. I mean, that is a guy who's got some energy for some human interaction, which I don't know if like down deep I'm just an introvert because I am. I'll talk. I got stuff to say. Blah 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 blah. I never shut up. But I feel like there's an exhaustion factor. It's like I want to be alone doing something, keeping myself occupied without having to, you know, carry a conversation.
I was very curious when he left. This is a Hooman.
Hooman was on the show for 25 years.
Most of you know him. Some of you who don't.
Yeah, newer listeners.
He's long gone now, but was here for a long time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I really was curious to see if he would partner up once he got out of radio.
Find someone to.
Yeah.
Yes. Then that does not seem to have happened.
No, not at all. And it does seem like.
I hinted around about it and he's
destined to be alone.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Well, in fact, we've talked about that. Like there are plenty of single people who go, I'm not good in relationships. It's too distracting or too all-consuming. I know, and that's what I'm saying.
But
another situation.
Hurt, you know,
he's telling some grown woman that I need a morning check-in.
I need check-ins.
What?
Daily.
Like, how do you try to say that to a grown-up and expect them not to go, get out of here?
I don't know. I do feel like if the other person's serious about it and you're asking for, hey, I just want to be able to, I want to just check in with you every day. Like, you're my person. I don't think that's outrageous. I actually think it's a red flag if they are like, no, I'm not effing doing that. I don't care about you. What do I care about you and your check-in?
All right.
I don't know.
I think most grown people with careers and kids and all the things would be like, yeah, we can say good morning, but, you know, if I miss it.
Right. Does it have to be on the phone?
I can't
FaceTime
have you melting down and wondering if we're breaking up because I missed the phone call, the morning check-in.
That's problematic.
No, you're wrong on that
one. No, I just think she was not that into him.
Right.
A lot of, you know, people are
users. Closet.
I know. People are users. They get what they
literally,
want.
Literally, by
people.
The way,
yes,
that was like
he would sneak out windows because her kids couldn't meet him.
Right.
That's just. It's really. It's well.
It's a bad sign.
It actually makes me question why are you even asking for a daily check in? Like that lady is just not
clear,
that into
right.
you.
She's
I really feel like if, you know that's the thing. Sometimes it's someone standing outside your relationship that can see it the clearest.
Right.
Which you can't always do.
Anyway, I was interested. So he definitely doesn't have that.
No,
going
you know
on.
He's had a couple very tough years. His mom had cancer. She's, I believe she's out of it right now. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
He lives with her now. So
oh, he does.
He does.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean she's in her 80s. So, you know, it's like anybody. Everybody has their challenges in life, and I'm actually he was in a good frame of mind. We had a great conversation.
The food was wonderful.
Oh my God, the food was amazing. Kokari never never disappoints. I just love that place. And it's been years since I've been there. Like it has to be before the pandemic.
Well, yeah.
I can't even remember the last time I was there.
There's a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
That you go, well, I used to do that all the time and
now I don't do it.
The break in that routine has really broken that routine.
Yeah. It's a funny place too. It opens at 11:30, like a restaurant does. But clearly there's a lot of execs working in that area. This is over by Levi's Plaza. It's sort of near there. It's like right around the corner. And there's like the Embarcadero's right there. It's right in downtown. And I got there at about 11:25 because we had an 11:30 reservation.
Oh, you were there early.
Of course. And I was not the first one there. Like there's a bunch of suits and business, you know, power business suits and
waiting to eat.
Like 30 people just waiting for the place to open so they can go. So it takes time to process all those people in, get them all seated, get everything going.
It took you guys a while.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Even with his, you know, connections, cachet. You couldn't just waltz on in.
Yeah. Well, I guess that I don't know if there was like a pecking order or a line of something. It just seemed like a throng of people waiting. I'm like, wow, this is so strange. You don't really see throngs of people at 11:30 a.m. waiting to get. I mean, I guess I'm just not going out to lunch that much. Like, are people waiting at the door at 11:15?
If your food's good, they are.
I guess they are. Yeah. Well, Kokari was, that's for sure.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was good.
And he bought?
Yeah, right. I paid for it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, I can write it off. I run a business. We talk business.
Oh, you did?
Sure. That's what I'm going to say on my taxes.
All right.
No, those are over for the year.
Oh, my God.
Listen, we didn't even really talk about that yesterday, Vin. We got time.
A friend of mine.
Yes.
I have a friend, and many people may find themselves in this situation. Who knows? You know, anyone could probably. But he had a marketing job and made good money and was living a specific life. And then marketing jobs started to just dry up.
Mm.
Companies started going, yeah, that's our Instagram.
All the marketing we're doing.
Yeah, like we don't.
We got a 19-year-old that we're paying $30,000 a year.
The first thing they cut, marketing. Bye. Yeah. Like we don't even advertise.
My God, please.
Dude, Sarah and Vinny used to be on buses everywhere
TV?
In this city.
What?
So anyway,
please tell your friends, won't you? It's the Sarah and Vinny show.
Pass it on. Anyway, he's someone who now is working a job that pays his bills and needs every penny. And didn't have insurance and got on the California plan and did this whole thing where he figured out what he, and then it turns out he turned in his taxes and the IRS said, you make too much money to pay as little as you do for your insurance. And he doesn't make a lot of money, especially here in California. And they said, no, you are in the wrong bracket. And I was on the phone with them. I told them all the stuff. The guy put me in the program that I was supposed to be in. And now I'm being asked to pay an extra $3,000 when I thought I was getting $500 back.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, I don't even have it. I'm going to have to pay them, like, payments. And I just thought,
oh, that's awful.
Oh, because insurance is important. Once you get past 25, you're like, I got to have that.
Yeah, well, you have
and once you're
legally,
50,
you have to have it.
You really need it.
Right.
So it's just hearing that story made me go,
you know, we have
things
the news,
are tough out there.
The news channel's on enough at our house. And they cater to an older crowd, the news, the all news, all the time channels. And so there's a lot of stuff about like Medicare, Medicaid,
you're saying you have this on at your house?
Yeah. You know, you have like CNN on or Fox or, you know, whatever. You just have news going.
Oh.
Right? So you're seeing
that's
like.
So aggravating. I'm surprised you would have that
listen,
on.
Listen, I don't have it on.
Okay.
It's on. Let's put it that
it.
Way.
All
so
right.
We have, you know, I guess the crotchety old guy at my house is, you know, needs to know about catheters and stuff. Like you can't believe all this, the medical stuff and the drugs and the insurance. There's this whole thing where I always thought, I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about, you know, Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid.
Well, but, do you assume it's going to be? Everyone kind of goes, well, I've done what I can do financially.
Right.
And those things are supposed to be there.
I've been paying into them my whole life. But this whole, the thing about, I don't know, I guess it's Medicare. I'm not sure what the difference between Medicare and Medicaid is.
Me neither.
You can text me if you want to, but, you know, whatever, 800-400-3697. But the deal is, like, they're clearly not awesome. Like, they don't cover everything. They're not, because every other ad that I see on these channels is for, you know, things that will boost your coverage. Or
supplement.
Yes, supplemental. It's I don't know if it's just a way to get more money out of you and you'd be fine if you were just on Medicare. But it does feel like, oh, geez, I got to keep thinking about that. After retirement age?
I don't think this was Obamacare. I think what he was doing was something California specific. So it must be, I don't know if it's
covered
Gavin,
California. It's
something
the,
like
yeah,
that. Yeah,
the,
whatever it
the
is.
The place you turn when you got to have it.
I didn't know that was so, like, he's bummed. He's like,
that is a bummer. And especially since he called and told his situation and they said.
The person he talked to said, well, this is the one. And he went, okay. And that's, you know, well, do you have his name? No.
Yeah, he was
that
an
was
insurance
last year.
Guy, right.
I did that last year.
Yeah, I didn't trick anyone into this, dude. That sucks. And you know what? There's just one guy you know. Like, that's happening to people.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's tragic and also interesting. But anyway, if you're out there and you're going through that, you are not alone.
Well, that's going to do it for any hard news today. We're going to take a quick break here and play you a song, and then we're going to come back and have some fun. Because it's Hump Day. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. Be right back.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think kidding. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3x a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.